We're back on the Spartanburgers pregame show. A successful start to the series. Hub City's taken the first three games over Wilmington. Before game four, we're sitting down with Carlos Maldonado, the Spartanburgers manager. Carlos, seems like things have changed since you left Spartanburg, now up in Wilmington, three straight victories. What's the energy like in the clubhouse?
Thanks for having me, Ian. It's been great since season start. The energy in the clubhouse has been good. We have a great group of guys. They know what to do and adjust as the season goes on. But it's always good to start the series and have success, and hopefully we can continue and finish the week strong.
Right, you go from Arizona to Spartanburg, you jump right into playing baseball. Do you think leaving Spartanburg and getting on the road has just loosened the guys up a little bit?
No, I don't think it is, because obviously that's our home and we got to feel comfortable at home and do the things that we need to do to success, to, help the team win. But obviously when you're on the road, I guess your schedule changed a little bit, and then the guys, sometimes they like to wear gray pants a lot more than the white pants, but so far it's been good, the first road trip for us, and it's been good, and to be a successful team, you got to be playing good at home and on the road too.
I noticed the Navy jerseys have come out three straight nights. Are you guys going to keep rocking those?
I will say probably, but it's depending on what the guys feel like wearing today. But if you're superstitious, I'm pretty sure that we'll continue to do that.
It's just a matter of whatever works. Carlos Maldonado with us on the pregame show. Carlos, the bats have been excellent here in Wilmington. 10 first inning runs through the first three games. How have you seen guys attack early on in these ball games?
Because their mindset, getting ready as soon as this game start and prepare. I guess the preparation has always been there. It's just like, taking advantage of what they've given us or what they give to the hitters. Like if they command in the strike zone and we're going to be aggressive and hopefully make some solid contact to make something happen.
Carlos, when you played in the big leagues, what were some of your favorite road cities to visit?
San Diego was one. Obviously, Wrigley in Chicago, that was my first city that I went when I got called up to the big leagues, and that was fun. And LA, the Dodgers. It was good to play in that field.
So you like getting out on the West Coast, sun, sand, yeah. Maybe some beach when you had time off?
Yeah. But I did like, when I was with Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh was really nice. The stadium was beautiful. Still is beautiful, and with the Nationals too.
What are some of your travel essentials from when you were in the big leagues and now that you're managing the minors? What are things that you need to have when you go on a road trip?
I don't try not to be superstitious. As I say, just the normal stuff that I need. I need to make sure I got my computer and my phone, because obviously I have to do a lot of work on those things. But just the uniform, make sure everything is there. That's pretty much it. I don't have to worry about, grabbing batting glove, cleats, and making sure that I have everything to play. I don't have to do that anymore, so just make sure my uniform is there.
Do you have a favorite travel snack when you're on a bus or a plane?
No, I don't have any.
Just keep it simple. I like it. Manager Carlos Maldonado with us on the pregame show. Carlos, you mentioned your time in the big leagues as a catcher. You've got three great ones here under your watch in Spartanburg: Malcolm Moore, Ben Hartle, and Cal Stark. From when you played to now that they're playing, how have you seen the position evolve over time?
Those three guys have been doing a great job. Their receiving part, the blocking, the throwing, they've been very consistent, and that's what I'm trying to look from them, just to be consistent behind the plate and make sure they're paying attention to details and you know, they get the work in, whatever they need to do before to get ready for the game. And obviously, just like I said before, like attention to details and make sure that they're on the same page with the pitchers. The meetings have been really good, the preparation before the game start, and they've been that what we want to be, like, consistent, and they've been doing a really good job with those things.
Well, the starters have been great. That's partially due to the catchers, and Dalton Pence is on the mound tonight as the Spartanburgers go for a fourth straight win here in Wilmington. Carlos, appreciate you joining us on the pregame show.
Thank you.
Back in a moment with starting lineups and first pitch from Frawley Stadium next.